Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be mainly cloudy today. Could see some sun later on. High around 70. In Kenosha right now, it is 68 degrees, 67 in Burlington, 61 with some light drizzle and fog reported in Milwaukee, and overcast in Racine with 64 degrees. A two-vehicle head-on crash last night in the 20900 block of Kenosha County Highway C or Wilmot Road in the village of Bristol, killing one driver, putting the other at Fraidert Hospital. The circumstances still under investigation. Sheriff's reports indicate that a westbound car driven by a woman from Salem went out of control on a curve, then left the road out of the north shoulder. She then overcorrected back onto the roadway and into the path of an eastbound van driven by a man from Illinois. That 38-year-old woman ejected with the impact and pronounced dead at the scene by the medical examiner's office. A 23-month-old child in the woman's vehicle suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The 32-year-old driver from the van out of Antioch, Illinois, significant injuries, taken to Fraidert by Flight for Life after initial attention at a local hospital. There was also a two-vehicle Racine County crash last evening at 2 Mile Road and Highway U in Yorkville. It led to one of the drivers flighted up to Fraidert. The Sheriff's Department putting out a news release that says a westbound SUV on 2 Mile Road, driven by a 58-year-old man, failed to yield to a stop sign at Highway U and then collided with a southbound car, which contained three teenage girls. The driver of the car taken from the scene to Fraidert in Flight for Life. The other teens also serious injuries, but they went to local hospitals along with the other driver who had some non-life-threatening injuries. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmeling pitching his nearly $1 million plan for body cameras to the county's finance committee last night, saying it's a time of accountability and transparency, and the cameras are needed. The sheriff actually unveiled this proposal about a year ago. He wants the cameras for every deputy and correctional officer.
To have that inside the jail to be able to fend off some of these lawsuits when someone said, I was not given my medication, or, you know, that deputy or that officer used profane language and was unprofessional, and I wasn't, you know, my cries for help were left unanswered. We can look back at that video and those words that were spoken and say, no, that actually did happen, and it's a frivolous lawsuit.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave mentioned the cameras during his State of the County address a few weeks back. 170 to be purchased, including for the corrections officers in the jail. The cameras themselves not as expensive as the equipment needed for the data storage. A Racine man has been charged with misdemeanor disorderly conduct as a hate crime. He allegedly got into a verbal argument with some gay men at a local movie theater early Wednesday morning. This is at the Renaissance Theater in Sturtevant. While Pleasant police called there, 18-year-old Nicholas Sabala reportedly threatened that he had a weapon in his vehicle. He's charged as well with disorderly conduct as domestic abuse, allegedly chased his girlfriend into a bathroom and held her against her will until police arrived. He has pleaded not guilty in court and will be back later on for a pretrial conference. The Fond du Lac murder trial of Kenosha's Dennis Brantner for the 1990 slaying of Sturtevant's Barrett Beck included testimony about a piece of evidence, a red shirt with the back cut out. Shirt went missing for unexplained reasons during the course of the investigation, which spanned more than two decades. The 18-year-old Beck, of course, disappearing during a work-related trip to Appleton. Her van found a few days after she vanished. Then several weeks later, Beck's remains were found in a rural part of Fond du Lac County, evidence she'd been gagged with a red piece of cloth. So far, nothing has come out in that trial that has shown just where or how the evidence was lost among the many items taken from the van, such items as fast food cups, a duffel bag, and a package of condoms. The criminal complaint against Brantner says there are fingerprints from him that were on a number of the items. Kenosha County's District Attorney's Office filing two felony theft charges against a former bookkeeper and financial specialist for a pair of West End school districts. 55-year-old Mary Anderson of Salem alleged to have embezzled about $29,000 from the Salem and Wheatland school districts to cover personal expenses. She's going to be making a first court appearance on June the 28th. In Racine, there's a recommendation to write off $800,000 in loans made more than 20 years ago for a proposed downtown development project. The City of Racine's Loan Committee will be considering that at a special meeting coming up this morning. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
The loans were awarded to Main Lake LLC for the development of 13 residential units in the Main Lake building. The city's consulting attorney believes it's no longer possible to recoup the loans, which came from federal HUD home grant money and not from local tax revenue. In a news release, Amy Connolly, the director of city development, says while writing off a loan of this amount is concerning, the lending practices of the 1990s were less stringent than they are now, which require mortgages to back up loans from the revolving fund. City officials note that under the rules in effect at the time, the funding could have been granted, and writing off the loans will not violate any federal rules. The Loan Commission's recommendation will be forwarded to the Common Council. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The new members of the Racine Unified School Board getting 90 minutes worth of budgeting and performance contract 101 from administration last evening. The next fiscal year is approaching July 1st. Performance contracts are tied to facilities upgrades that offer energy efficiency and savings, don't count toward the state revenue cap. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen explaining there's a $7 million HVAC project at Jurstead that is the next big target.
When we first entered in with both Trane and Johnson Controls, they obviously like to get business, so they have a very long laundry list of things that they believe would fit this. We will continue to work with them on those items. This one, however, is when it speaks of low-hanging fruit, isn't quite as low, but it's the next thing that makes the most sense in terms of the energy savings.
As for the fiscal year 2017 budget of $300 million and its many complexities, Superintendent Lolly Haas described it as a very good budget with a property tax decrease, but she noted it's just preliminary at this point to keep district operations going until the spending plan is finalized this fall.
The county will tell us what the total assessed valuation is of all the properties in the community. If property values have been going up, if house sales have been good and the prices have been going up, our property values go up, which makes our taxes go down because it's worth more, so it offsets. But what if housing prices are going down? Then our taxes might have to go up.
The proposed tax rate right now, $9.72 per thousand assessed. Budget Director Mark Duff reminding everybody it's still very early in what's become a year-long budgetary process. Also part of the district's budgeting from now on will include the Sportsplex in Sturtevant. Racine Unified officially owns it. A Kenosha Community Health Center clinic will be opening up in Silver Lake thanks to a $1 million federal grant. The new clinic, in renovated space on the second floor of a building on 2nd Street in Silver Lake, is going to allow the health center to bring its medical, dental, and behavioral psychology services to the western part of Kenosha County. The Health Infrastructure Program grant is from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The Village of Mount Pleasant formally has its new park at 23rd and Mead Streets. It's across from the first community-oriented policing house. Village Park Advisory Board Chair Terry Meyer talking to a large group attending the ceremony about the efforts of former Racine Police Chief Richard Paulzine, who got the COP house concept moving in the city and has been instrumental in Mount Pleasant's efforts in that part of the community.
The low crime rates of the last 10 years point to the success of his community policing strategy. The Village of Mount Pleasant would like to thank Richard Paulzine for all that he has done to bring this new cop house to Mount Pleasant and for the positive neighborhood changes that are evident here already.
Paulzine said the community policing was a coordinated effort led by Racine Community Outpost, but with strong help from S.E. Johnson and the Racine Community Foundation.
Personally, the house across the street in this playground, the house across the street, Fisk Johnson stepped up big time in contributions to make that happen, in a personal, besides S.E. Johnson. It was something that was really rewarding to us as far as the Racine Community Outpost.
Paulzine Park includes brick and mortar work and landscaping work by local contractors. There's also playground equipment. All of it is fenced in. And after word got out that the popular Music on the Monument series might be canceled this year for lack of a sponsor, the Downtown Racine Corporation says several sponsors have now stepped forward to help keep the summer concert series going. The concerts every Friday from 11:30 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon with a variety of musicians and musical styles, and they'll start tomorrow and continue through August. This will be the 14th season for Music on the Monument. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.